Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new dog and dog. I'm sorry, everybody. I apologize. I'm distracted. We're going to have a good morning around here. Got your host, James, behind the mic, joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
Hope you're all having a great one out there. We got entertainment news, other fun stuff to come up for you in the hour. We're going to get into an update from the United Way, some local good things, our schedule. But all of that takes second place to, of course, how we kick off our Thursdays around here with our good friends over at the Southwood County Humane Society and our pet of the week. All right, now we can do it. Now we can get into the segment. We want to send a big shout out to our friends at Milltown Coffee House. Thank you so much to them for sponsoring this segment. Greatly appreciate them. Get some good coffee. Get on over there today, everybody. Denise is in with us, and if I seem a little distracted, it's only partially my fault. We have our pet of the week in, and Denise, we have Axel with us.
That's right. Thanks for having us. Axel is one of our longtime residents, and she is looking for a home. She has to be the only pet in the home. She's small but mighty. She has 20 pounds of pulling power of about 100-pound dog. But she loves all people. She really kind of likes you, James, a lot.
Yeah. It's mutual. It is very, very mutual. Axel is one of the most photogenic dogs I've ever seen. I think that's very noteworthy. Really, really sweet dog. Mm-hmm. There's something about especially dogs where you really pick up on that right away. Yeah. They just have something about them that just has a sweet nature to them. While it's noteworthy about her needing to be the only dog, I don't know if you're going to want another dog.
True.
Axel really takes up a lot of your attention
does.
And everything, and she in a sweet way, in a wonderful way.
Yeah, she's got a lot of soul for a little dog.
Yeah, and I would say a almost perfect size for almost any size home,
right.
or even in a, you know,
apartment.
As long as you have the room and everything, which is very nice of her. It's nice of her to do that.
Very kind of her. Consider it.
Axel's up on all of her things as well, her chip.
Yep, correct. Chipped, vaccinated, ready to go.
Yeah. One other note about Axel, I think. She's been there for 517 days.
Correct.
And that's 516 days too long.
Agreed.
Any opportunity that she can go to a forever home, you are bringing in your new best friend. I have no doubt about that. I'll put my name on that. This dog is incredibly wonderful and sweet. And honestly, I'm sitting here a little tongue-tied because I'm boggled by 517 days. I don't know how that happens. For what it's worth to people out there, a beautiful dog. That is a beautiful dog with a beautiful coat right there.
She's got a really pretty face, too. And she loves hard. She loves whoever she's with. She's a very loyal, loving puppy.
I think that's what we like about each other. I'm the same way. I am the same. That's what it is. We found a connection there, Axel.
It's
a sweet dog. Learn more about Axel reaching out to our friends at the Humane Society. We'll tell you how you can do that before we wrap up today. Denise, I did also want to take a little time to talk a little bit about kittens. And certainly it is kitten season. We encourage people to reach out and help out with wet food or litter, anything like that. If you can drop that off at the Humane Society, you're helping out more than we can really put in the words.
That's correct, yes.
But you were telling Terry and I about something before in our pregame a little bit, and I thought it was a really good note, if you wouldn't mind touching on that again.
Sure, yeah. If you're in the public and you find a litter of kittens outside or, you know, on the side of the road somewhere that you think they shouldn't be, number one, look around. If they're for outside cats, let them be. If they look like they're in danger, you can pick them up, but don't bring them to the shelter right away. Call us first. You can call our 423-0505 number, or you can call our on-call phone, which is 423-7231, and you will get instructions on what to do with those kittens. It's not a great place to bring any small animal because we don't know what kind of germs are floating around, and we don't want them to be exposed to that. That's why we don't want them dropped off at the front door, if possible.
It's something that, as Terry noted, it may not be common knowledge. It's great to be able to mention that again, just in case. You just never know. And certainly, maybe even a good reminder for people out there.
Yes.
How are things going over at the shop with everything settling down a little bit, construction, all that, things settling down a little?
It's wonderful. We're doing so well. We're almost to the point where we're completely free of construction. They have to redo the floor. We have a large group of volunteers in from Associated Bank today, so shout out to them. And I did go to Milltown Coffee and buy coffee and snacks from them. So they supplied us very well. So shout out to them as well.
Yeah. Oh, really good to hear. Really good to hear. Yeah. That's awesome. And before we wrap up, one other thing I did want to remind everybody to do, certainly following the Humane Society on social media. Type into your search bar, Southwick County Humane Society. It is a great way to keep up on things. Yes. You don't have to wait until Thursday to necessarily see what the needs or how things are going over there. Different events that they have throughout the year. It's a great way to keep up on that. Maybe RSVP and reaching out as well. Direct messaging you guys is a good way to contact you as well.
Absolutely. Yep. We have two people that are always on social media and updating the website. So very, very responsive.
And the newsletter. It's a wonderful newsletter. It's a really good way to keep up on one of the more and interesting, I think, and certainly vital in nonprofits in our area.
Yeah,
signing up for that newsletter is a really good idea, keeping up to date on everything as well.
Yeah, please.
I am going to play with Axel. So Terry and Denise will handle the rest of the show.
All right, there we go.
Got it.
Denise, you just push this button. There you go. Okay. See, you talk. There you go. That's how you talk. That's it. You just push that button. You'll be fine.
Thank you.
Axel, let's go.
You got her attention.
I shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry.
The only thing worse would have been saying the W word.
Oh, boy, God.
We encourage you to reach out to the Humane Society. You can do so. You can email them, office@swchs.com. Give them a call, 715-423-0505. That's 423-0505. You can also connect with them on Facebook, as I mentioned, or stop by at 3621 64th Street North, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Again, you can also reach them on their website, swchs.com, swchs.com. I encourage you to do so today. Visit them and let them know how much we appreciate them, especially with all the little things that we could do, like the cat food and stuff that we mentioned. I'm a little distracted again, if you can't tell. We appreciate you, Denise. Thanks a lot for stopping by.
Thanks for having us.
And thank you, Axel. Good to see you. Good to meet you. And a gigantic thank you to our friends at Milltown Coffee Company. Reach out to them anytime and stop by and get a good cup of Joe, 3821 80th Street South, right here in Rapids. Stop by and be sure to follow them on Facebook. They also have a really good Facebook page.
Yes.
Terry and I will be back with more show coming up on the morning show here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. Real quick programming note. We know that there's a little bit of chaos, a little bit of troubles out there with our, I don't know if just streaming or if it's streaming and just analog or whatever it might
be. Or if we're just talking to each other.
Yeah. I will tell you this. We got the best engineers in the business working on and everything. Shout out to all the gang out there at Civic Media working hard on fixing that. And a big shout out to Denise and Axel, our guests today for our Pet of the Week. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's getting harder and harder for me to let these dogs leave the room.
I like it when they bring the pets here. I remember one time, this was years and years ago, but whomever it was from the Humane Society that came to the show and obviously at the other location, brought a great big bunny.
Oh, yes.
And like plops it down.
Yeah.
That was super cool.
That was awesome.
It was fun.
They got some great things going on over there. Encourage you to reach out to the Humane Society, everybody. And a shout out to Milltown Coffee. Again, a big thank you to them for sponsoring the segment here. You might have noticed that I've mentioned them about four times in the last 15, 20 minutes. That is about three or four times more than they paid for. But that's because we believe in local, support local. And that's the kind of thing you get when you advertise with us, everybody. Reach out, get a hold of us, and join the team. Diving into some country music news, touched on this one on our Sunrise show over on 105.5. I wanted to make sure that it got heard by everybody because I just think this is a darn cool story. We don't get nearly enough of these. And I've done a little homework on this. And Lainey Wilson is arguably the biggest name in music right now. One of the most sought after names in music. Is she at the level of Taylor Swift or Beyonce or something like that? No, not necessarily. I don't mean she has the popularity of a Bad Bunny or anything like that. Her momentum is what I mean. Her momentum right now of her status has been slowly building over the last 5 years, you'd say, maybe, or something. And it's been this... But I don't know if you could teach a class on how to do this and how she has handled her career. The way that she interacts with people, it's one thing that you have anybody she works with raving about working with her and everything and what a kind of person she is. She's the same person on stage as off stage and all of this. It's the fans. The fan base that she has is different. It's just a little different. They seem to be so much like her in many ways, so genuine. And when we try to say, I use the phrase not putting on airs all the time and things like that. There's that, and then there's whatever she's doing, which is just, I don't know how you would teach it to anybody or anything like that. I really just think it's homegrown. It's just, it's who you are.
I think it's just authentic.
Yeah.
And it's just who she is. I mean, a year ago, right, she's walking down the strip in Nashville and someone's singing one of her songs and she jumps up there and sings it with them.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It just makes her more likable.
I appreciate artists like this, and I'm not saying this should be on them, but when artists, and this is not just musicians, but we're talking actors, any type of celebrity, any type of talent or anything like that you want to say, we all have a responsibility. Now, whether you agree with that or not, whether you believe it or not, there is some kid out there probably looking up to you. There is some kid out there that whether may have not asked to be their role model, but you are. And that comes with a responsibility. That's what you get for being able to, hey, you want to do this for a living? Great, cool. You get to have this, this, and this. And you also take on these things. There are very few things in life where it doesn't come with some responsibility. And she gets it. She understands that. I'm going to tell you a story right now, but... keep this in mind. There are hundreds of these stories that we never even hear about with her, that she does these kind of things all the time that are not thrown on the gram or something like that. Lainey Wilson was performing recently in Wildwood, New Jersey, when she spotted a young woman with a special sign. It said, "I leave for the U.S. Army next month." So Lainey paused the show, got the fan on stage so she could properly be honored. Lainey said, quote, "Thank you so much for your service. Because of people like you, I get to do what I do, and that just means the world to me." It was a special moment, and the crowd loved it. The fan's name is Sierra Maynard, and we appreciate her. She posted some great pictures on her TikTok, including a selfie with Lainey backstage. I was asking Seth this earlier, so I got to ask, Terry, you're her, you're in this situation. Do you want a picture backstage or one on stage with her, and like with the back shot where you get the crowd and back and everything? Oh. I think that'd be really cool to have.
That would be cool.
It'd be nice to have that special moment backstage and everything, but there's something about that crowd shot that seems really, really, really cool. Again... I in many ways, and I would never put this on somebody else, but if I was in her shoes, if I was in Lainey Wilson's shoes, I would feel like this is part of my responsibility to do these things with my fans, to call them out, to reach out to them. I don't put that on another single artist. Nobody. My approach would be, my approach with our fans, our listeners, is very much the same way. I'm here getting to do this job because of all of you. Like, you guys, for some reason, like something about me, and I get to keep doing this. So I'm very appreciative, and I think that it's, you know, it takes 2 seconds. It takes how much muscle does it take to be thankful, appreciative?
But there's plenty of artists that don't portray themselves that way.
Yes, it doesn't matter how good you are or what you do, how talented you are or what you do, I find that out about you, and I immediately, like, I'm done. That's not my kind of people. I'm not going to follow that person. I'm not interested in that person. I do think there's no shelf life to that. One of the things that I think is, and I tell this to any creative, but especially actors when I work with them, one of the biggest lessons I can tell you, man, don't burn any bridges. Don't burn any bridges. You just never know where. Well, but my career is just swimming right now, and it's doing great and everything. Like, it might not always be. There's going to be a day where you might need to work with that director that you ticked off or something like that, or that fan that you didn't take a moment to sign the autograph of, and then when you're coming out with your greatest hits album 5-10 years later, you want them to buy it and they don't. Like, this stuff has a. You should be a good person just to be a good person. Karma is karma. But if you need another reason to treat people well, everything comes back around. And I really feel like she gets that. I don't know if there are many people that would surprise me more if I ran into Lainey Wilson like off stage or something. She's like, hey, how you doing? You know, just a completely different person or whatever. Like that, what the?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
That would really throw me. That would really flow me. Although she's got a really, I do think too, if you haven't heard her in interviews, her voice is really like, so like, that's definitely what she would sound like.
I think so.
Right on the, like, definitely, like, okay, that's absolutely what you would sound like. Steve Burns, famous from Blue's Clues. Steve was the host of Blue's Clues for many, many, the original host, and did it for, I think, 5 or 6 years or something like that. Steve Burns is for my kids' generation, they're Mr. Rogers in many ways. Shows don't stay on as long as they used to, so there's not as much time or episodes for them to really have an impact like a Mr. Rogers did or a Big Bird or somebody like that. But it's more so his approach to it. He had a very similar approach to it that Mr. Rogers did. Just a real quick story. It's down to Steve Burns and this incredibly handsome guy for the role of Steve on the show. And this really, really handsome Juilliard-trained actor comes in, and he's just nailing it. But he cannot get, the kids aren't really gelling with him. They're not really listening to him. They're not really paying attention. They're doing their own thing. And then Steve comes in. And instead of doing it the way the script says and everything, the idea of Blue's Clues, you know, there's stuff on the screen and the kids are supposed to find it with Steve. So Steve looks at the screen, then looks at the kids and like, guys, I can't find this. I can't find the purse. Can you guys help me find the purse? I don't know where it is. And just started like meeting them on their level, literally making eye contact. A lot of these things that you're not going to learn in Juilliard. You're not going to learn in these things. And he got it. He got the role, got what was needed of him, and nailed it. I watch a lot of kids' shows with my kids and my brother and sister, and I would say him and Mr. Rogers are the goats.
But you know, like, Blue is a girl dog, and you can't have the dude looking better than the cute little
true.
It's puppy.
It's a good point. So Steve Burns, another thing about him that I think is kind of interesting is he's kind of grown with that generation. And he, you know, especially during the pandemic, was very a calm in the storm and a very, positive voice that wasn't, you know, fake or again, putting on airs or anything, just being genuinely, this is who he is.
Do you think he still wears rugby shirts?
I wonder if it's that, or he just refuses to.
No rugby shirts.
So Steve is starting a podcast. It's launching a podcast this fall for all the adults who grew up watching him. It's called Alive, and episodes will be released on a weekly basis. It'll focus on what it means to stay human in a complicated world. The idea originated with Steve's viral videos he started doing back in 2021 as a 25th anniversary of the run of Blue's Clues. He says, quote, there are thousands of podcasts you can listen to. This one listens back. I really want to continue what we started a decade ago. For us, it was all about curious investigation. It was about looking a little closer. After asking the right questions, about following the clues that helped lead us towards greater understanding. Alive is really just a continuation, only for grown-ups. So it's kind of a continuation of the show, just for grown-ups. Steve added that there will be less talking furniture, but there will be still be some fun along the way. Well, he lost me. I thought there'd be a talking couch. No.
I bet he wears a rugby shirt.
I would. I would kind of.
I mean, I'd keep the same one, right?
I'm really happy for him. One of the toughest things about acting is, and I'm not expecting anybody to feel empathy about this or anything, but as an actor, hey, you go out there, you got to be believable. You got to take this imaginary person and make everybody in the world believe that that is you. And then you do your job, but you do it too well. And now you're typecast. And now that's all anybody sees is you. Every casting director, who, by the way, are supposed to have great imaginations and be able to see the world differently and all that, all they see is Steve from Blue's Clues. So this is a guy who started out with great expectations as wanting to be an actor, got a great bid. Not, again, saying anybody should feel sorry for him. But then that job ends. And you want to keep working as an actor because this is your passion. This is what you love to do. But no, you don't get to keep working because all we see is Steve from Blue's Clues. So you don't get the chance to play this character or anything like that. And your career dries up. and you got nothing. So the fact that he's having this second act, whether it's, you know, being on social media or the podcast or anything, more power to him, man. That just doesn't happen for a lot of performers. It doesn't happen for a lot of people. And I think it's happening to a very deserving guy. I don't think that's a coincidence. Once again, karma, how you treat people, I think comes back around. You get what you put into this world.
Well, and I think with like a lot of the remakes, you know, we've talked about like Fuller House and all of that. But like this is kind of some version of that, right? Mm-hmm. Like he's appealing to the kids who grew up on that show now to come over and join his podcast. So that's cool.
The new Jurassic Park movie is coming out, I believe, next month. I think it's coming out. It's called Jurassic World Rebirth. Stars Scarlett Johansson and got a handful of other big actors in it too as well. I don't know what just happened to my computer then. My computer just kicked off a bunch of the pages I had open. So, one of the things that they asked Scarlett Johansson in a recent interview was which of her famous friends or people that she knows, I should say, could survive hanging with dinosaurs and all this, or a dinosaur attack. And Chris Hemsworth versus Chris Evans. Chris Hemsworth, because he's Australian, quote, they have a lot of scary venomous snakes, so he could probably survive that.
There you go.
That makes sense.
I mean, a pterodactyl and a snake are...
Bill Murray versus Adam Driver. Adam, because he was a Marine. Yeah, that's true. I don't know if a lot of people know that. Adam Driver was a Marine. Yeah, I wouldn't... Bill Murray's great. Bill Murray's tough.
I think you could outrun him.
That's a Chicagoan right there. I mean, Bill Murray's tough. And that's blue collar right there. Adam Driver would definitely win that. Sofia Coppola and Wes Anderson, couple of our best directors. Quote, maybe Sofia, because she's had some interactions with big honcho types like her father, Francis Ford Coppola and all that. She comes from that type of family. Sofia is Italian, and that gives us an edge. I can speak for this. I am Italian. I can speak to that. Michael Shea and Scarlett's husband, Colin Jost, who, of course, they host Weekend Update on Saturday Night Live. Colin, because he's from Staten Island, and they're tough. That's a fun questionnaire.
That's cute.
A fun way to do that and everything. It gets me thinking, do you, off the top of your head, and the people you interact with on a consistent basis and everything, who do you think would have the best bet surviving Jurassic Park? Because this is not even a question for me, my father. I have no doubt in my mind my dad would survive Jurassic Park. Now, I don't know, you know, who's coming with me. I don't know. I don't know if everybody's going to look at him as the leader that I do. I don't know if he's necessarily that kind of guy. He's not really a big boisterous guy or anything like that. I kind of overdo it a little bit with him when I impersonate him. I don't know if that's come across, but I really try to. I think my dad's my number one person. I'm like, okay, if I'm stuck in Jurassic Park, that's the guy I want to have my back. Like, I feel like we're making it out, or at least one of us is. Is there anybody on the top of your head?
Yeah, that's I was thinking probably one of my kids, right? Like, yeah, just the, yeah, you know, a little more witty.
Got that survivor mentality that could make it. They'd be all right. Yeah. I like that. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back after our news, sports, partner break. We're going to talk about the state with the cuddliest pets and the ones most likely to host a birthday party for their pet. Yeah, that's coming up. Who puts these lists together? Who thinks of this?
People who have parties for their pets.
Yes, exactly. We just answered the question. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. An 80s kind of vibe today as we're heading out and hanging out with Terry. That's kind of what we do around here. We appreciate y'all joining us. And we understand that our friends over at Solaris are having a little bit of difficulties, which kind of affecting not just us, but a number of our businesses and places around. We appreciate them working on that. They're hard at work. They got great people over there. We'll let you know any updates we have. We'll keep an eye on that one. But for now, a new survey talked to 5,000 pet owners, 100 in each of the 50 states, to determine what tendencies pets and their owners might have in different areas. And based on the results, they put a list of superlatives associated with various states. Not all states got a mention, but here are the ones that did. Like Alaska, most likely to take their pet on an adventure and most attached to their pets. So of all the states, they found people in Alaska to be the most attached to their pets. I don't know if that has to do with just the location or any of those things. And I would say that, you know, whether we're talking about Alaska, we're talking about farmers, that it's a different relationship than just a domestic animal. You know, when you're relying on each other and those things, I'd imagine you build a different bond with them. California, most likely to prioritize their pet's needs over their own. Yes. Yes.
I'm thinking of every little lap dog I've ever seen in a purse.
And for every celebrity you've seen like that, there are about 1,000 just regular old Californians walking around with a, maybe not a dog in their purse,
no, but
with a dog. I've never been anywhere where for the animal per dog ratio was bigger than when I lived in California. And it was, granted, I spent some time in Southern California, a bit more time in Northern California. I mainly spent most of my time in the Santa Barbara, you know, San Francisco, Carpinteria, that Central California area. But in that area, there was not a day that went by. Every business had a doggy bowl in front of it. It was wild to see. The rest of the country is kind of caught up now that it's like that almost everywhere. But it was just really wild to me. And people did not, not only didn't they not leave their pets aside, it really felt like their pets had a better life than they did sometimes. Connecticut, home of the cuddliest pets, apparently. I don't know. Wisconsin's got, a run in that. Colorado, most likely to prioritize their pet's mental and emotional wellness. Delaware, most likely to use tech to manage their pet's care. Okay. Florida, most well-traveled pets who have been to the most other states.
Yeah, I was going to say, ever all the snowbirds bring their pets with them.
And not to be, you know, I'm not trying to be mean here or anything like that, but also most likely to have those Florida stories, you know, the Florida pet stories with the crazy wild Florida stories. I like that. I like the idea of all those stories, but involving a pet.
Right.
Georgia, most likely to have a wellness plan for their pet. I didn't see that coming. That's interesting. Indiana, spend the most time being homebodies with their pets. So man, we're not leaving. We're staying home today. Just you and me, Fido. Kentucky, most likely to take their pet to the vet.
Wait, can't you just see like, okay, so you call up your friend, you're in Indiana, or where was it? What state was that?
Kentucky,
yeah.
Or no, no, Indiana. Indiana. You're right.
You call up and you're like, hey, do you want to do something? Oh, no, I have a dog.
I can't.
Four years later, hey, do you want to do something? Oh, still have the dog.
Can't. Sorry. Dog. And just hang up. You just hang up.
And this goes on for like 15 years, you know, not like 15 days.
15 years later. Yeah. And Kentucky getting the most likely to take their pet to the vet. I would think that's every state. Like, I don't know why that stands out. I don't know. Louisiana, most likely to travel with their pets. Okay. Maryland, most likely to pamper their pets. That's interesting. Massachusetts, most likely to celebrate their pet's birthday. Now, I think that every pet parent, or however you want to word that or anything, I think they all kind of note this. But I think that some people do go like way too far with it. And I love animals. But some people, I feel like they go way, you know, a bit crazy with it.
I do think it's hilarious when you see like someone post, you know, like on social media, like, oh, I mean, because we got our dog as a puppy, so we do know what his birthday is, you know. Mm-hmm. So some, you know, we'll whatever, get a special treat or something that day, but there's no party. I draw the line at the party.
Yes, yeah. Special treat, that's awesome. That's great. You can do especially if you're doing these things. Like, I almost don't mind some people. I'm thinking of one in particular that I knew when I was living in DeKalb and everything. She didn't have kids, and her two beautiful Siberian Huskies, just two beautiful ones, looked like they came out of off a movie set. They meant the world to her, and she really loved them and pampered them. But there was a line. Like, even for her, there was a line in the sand. Like, she wasn't gonna. We weren't getting RSVPs to a birthday party or something like that for her dogs. Like, I feel like there's a line.
And
the thing about her was, she knew she was a little crazy about this. She knew, she owned it. She made fun of herself about it. I think that there's as long as you have a little understanding of that.
She probably should have sent out the birthday invites that said, please bring a 50-pound bag of dog food.
Yes, yeah, please, yeah. I don't know how she afforded those dogs. I don't know how she did. Michigan, where pets are most routine-oriented and the least likely to try new things. Oh, Nevada, spend the most time with their pet. I imagine a lot of pet owners right there immediately perked up. What are you talking about? I spend more time with my pet. Oklahoma, most likely to spend more time on their pet's grooming than any other state. And just a couple more. South Carolina, most likely to never miss a flea or tick treatment. Nobody should do that. Never miss any of those, everybody.
It is easy to miss by a day, though.
It is.
You know,
it's like, understandable.
Put it in your calendar.
Just try to, you know, whatever you need, reminders you need to. I will grant it, I say that because my parents lost a dog because of they missed one. I think it was maybe more than a day, but it wasn't more than a day or two of the appointment. Got him in the very next day, but he'd already gotten bitten between then. And it just didn't help. Zeppelin didn't help him. And Tennessee. Most likely to have more apps on their phone for their pet's wellness than any other. Like multiple apps? I didn't even know that there was multiple.
You know, I guess if you think about it, like our vet has an app.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's that one. But I also have an app for the kennel that we use because they have an app for reservations. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing where we take him for grooming probably has an app, but yeah. I don't take that on. Yeah. My husband has to do that. So,
right on.
So, I mean, I guess there are multiple apps for your dog.
So Wisconsin doesn't show up on this, but I ask...
We were too reasonable to fill out the survey.
Definitely. There's too much of a balance. I will say to all you Wisconsinites out there, what would you say you notice the most about your fellow Wisconsinites or you yourself do with your pet that would stand out among other states? I would say the bond between animal and owner is just different in this state, and maybe this is the case with a lot of ag heavy states, but I think kids, even if you didn't grow up on a farm, you just get the relationship better. You have a better balance of this, of animal and human, and that I've seen that at least. I think in California, and I love California, and I loved living out there, the people, all those things. Feel like it's a little off balance. Feel like it's a little off balance over there, just on the other
just way. With pets.
Just with the pets. Maybe some other things. I feel like the balance is just right in this state. It's just where it should be. Where I love animals. I think animals are very important, and we should appreciate them more. We should have more laws in line with protecting animals and those things. They should not be above human beings. You cannot put them above humans. There is a literal food chain for a reason. And even if you have the greatest of intentions... As a kid growing up where I did, guns meant something different. And so I had a very different relationship when I moved out here and I saw the gun culture and I saw the way hunting was. And so I didn't understand it right away. It took high school and being friends with a lot of hunters, almost all my friends are hunters, and really understanding, like, you know, a big part of this is keeping population down. A big part of this is actually helping the animals and helping that population stay down because they can't do it themselves. Just understanding that balance more and opening up to that, spending time on farms and understanding the relationship that a farmer has with its cows, with its chickens, with some of these things. Like seeing that firsthand and having that kind of third perspective that I do, not growing up in this state like that, I see that bond in multiple levels on many, many different ways here in the state. You guys could speak for yourself. Much better than me, but just saying from an outsider looking in a little bit, I don't know many states that I've lived in and that I've been to where that balance is better than the balance in Wisconsin here of that, where they just seem to get it. You know, and I think a lot of the ag industry has to do with it, and I think a lot of the fact that how many Wisconsinites do you think don't appreciate their ag industry? Again, whether you grew up on a farm or not, whether you've known a farmer or not, I feel like that's a pretty given thing that even your city people or your city kids in this state get it. They understand it. And I just think that that's a big thing to do with the relationship of ag and at a young age, 4-H and some of these things being available to everybody.
You know, we should probably start a little movement of like knocking off whoever is like the most cuddly with their pets.
Yes.
Or the birthday parties or something. Like, you know how you organize one of those, like, okay, Friday at noon, everyone pet their dog.
Right. Yeah. We're on this. We're getting on this, everybody. Here you go. Any notes
we're
going
to knock off one of these other states.
Any way you want to help out, we'd love to hear that. I think that's a good one. I think that, and I would say too, that another thing that's got to be interesting too. too about that, all of this dynamic, because this isn't going anywhere. I'm not saying, I don't know that there's going to be we're going to be more pet friendly and more loving of our dogs and all this, but I think where we're at in society isn't going anywhere. I don't think it's going lower or anything like that. I am curious to see where we go with exotic animals and some of those things, because I feel like we're seeing more and more stories of some of the negative that can happen with that. So I think one of the things that is really important is having an understanding and some empathy for these things and being able to put yourself in the shoes of an animal and all that, while also not taking it too far. Because again, human beings got to come first. And my fur brother Sam would even say that, because I'm tall enough to reach his treats.
I was going to say, because you are the hand that feeds.
Yep, I definitely am. Axel knew I'm the treat giver. Like, Axel and I just met, and she could tell. Dogs could tell, like, oh, that's a treat giver right
I
now.
Love how she's, like, laying, and then all of a sudden she's up, like, making sure you're still there. Yeah, she can hear you, but she's just like, where did that guy go?
That was a wonderful dog. Learn more about Axel from our great friends over at the South Oconee Humane Society today, everybody, swchs.com. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back and wrap up the show, morning show at WFHR. You say. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, wrapping things up. You say goodbye, and I say hello. We hope you've had a lot of fun today. We sure have. A big thank you to all you listeners out there. We appreciate your feedback, you guys listening. Big thank you to Denise and Axel from the South Oconee Humane Society joining us. We're going to try to get some pictures on our social media about that. But you can check out Axel right now by going to swchs.com. Be sure to follow them on social media. Thank you to Milltown Coffee, El Cafe, all of our great friends. And Terry, before I jump into the schedule and some of that, wanted to catch up with some other great friends of ours, our United Way of Southwood and Ames Counties. We were talking earlier about kind of rewinding things a little bit with United Weekend, but we have so many great events coming up and so much happening over at the United Way.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. We are currently taking registrations for Stuff the Desk, which is our school supply distribution. Families who qualify for free and reduced lunch also qualify for free school supplies, but pre-registration is required, and you can do that by visiting our website, uwswac.org. We are also looking for businesses and organizations that might be willing to be a school supply collection point. We have several businesses listed, one of those being WFHR, so you could stop by here with school supplies. But the combination of that will be on August 7th. We are the sponsor of Lunch by the River, and we ask everyone to bring their supplies down that day, because the very next week is when we do the distribution. So while it's appreciated when people donate, it's not super helpful when they donate a week later than what the deadline was, because then we've already ordered to fill that gap. So so really, we very much appreciate it, but we really ask you to try to be mindful of that date. You can drop off at United Way anytime up to August 7th. Mm-hmm. It's just really hard when the donation comes on August 12th and we've already spent, you know, how much to order where we have gaps. So. Right. Anything you can do, everything you can do to help is appreciated. But again, in advance of that date of August 7th. And then we've also got some stuff, you know, we're working on planning for the next campaign. So we've reached out to people, volunteers at businesses that coordinate their company campaign for United Way. And we'll be pulling those folks together in August. We're working on getting all of those materials together, you know, t-shirts, flyers, pledge forms, all of the fun for our, you know, our actual kickoff date is September 1st, but a lot kick off in August and get started. So, you know, that's just really the mode that we're in. And I will tell you that one thing that's a little bit time sensitive, you know, you didn't mention the network issues with Solaris right now. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I just want to let people know is that 211 is still functional. We were unable to answer the calls locally currently in this moment, but we, again, strength of a network, right? Mm-hmm. We're able to just temporarily push those calls to another contact center that can see all of our, you know, data in the database.
It's pretty cool, actually.
So there still are resources available.
211 is available for you. Go ahead and reach out anytime you need. And be sure to bookmark and keep up to date with the United Way at their website, uwswac.org. It's a wonderful website.
You know, something else we're working on already is Day of Caring.
Yes.
So that's something to just keep in. I mean, I know it sounds like it's way out there, but it's only 4 months from yesterday.
Yeah, right, right.
It'll so be it is. You know it is October 25th, and it's a Saturday. So, you know, sometimes people just put a little save the date there, and, you know, we'll be looking for, last year we had almost 500 volunteers that helped with raking those yards. So looking for the same showing, you know, we want to get you a free t-shirt, and you know, maybe you just start thinking about, especially... Mm-hmm. I think civic groups and organizations that maybe only meet once a month. You know, it's time to set the stage, right? Yes. Let people know in July, hey, sign up in August, that kind of thing. So, you know, just throwing that out there because it is something that we have been working on as well.
UWSWAC.org. Bookmark that page. Head on over there for anything you might need. Encourage you to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date in everything they are doing, posting, sharing their posts. Other people might see it that wouldn't see it otherwise. Encourage you to do that, everybody. Did want to touch on our schedule. We got a little bit of a different Rapids report for you today. I appreciate Kat over at Family Natural Foods. She let me know that we won't be able to hang out with Family Natural Foods today. We'll get them in as soon as we can, probably next week. We'll figure it out. We appreciate our friends over there, though. Stop on over at Family Natural Foods today and visit them, all the things that you could be possibly needing. And hopefully, I look forward to talking to them next week. 910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. You can find out more by following them on social media or going to their website, familynaturalfood.com. We will be talking with UW Extension's Jen McNally today. She is a groundwater and natural resource educator over there. I always learn and have a blast talking to Jen. You will too. It's going to be a lot of fun. You can catch the Rapids Report streaming exclusively today at 2 o'clock right at WFHR.com. Get on over there today, WFHR.com, and while you are there, take 3 seconds and sign up for our WFHR newsletter. We've got a new edition that's going to be showing up in a little bit over an hour to your email box. You sign up for that and Central Wisconsin News right to your email box.
Sweet.
You got some of the best reporters in the state putting into that. You've got so many good, hardworking people putting time and effort into that newsletter. And we cannot thank you guys enough. That thing has been crazy, the amount of people that we've had sign up for that. It's amazing. I got to be honest, I didn't know how this would go. It's been great. I had no idea. I was an idiot. I didn't know. it's been really fun. And you guys have made it more and stronger and stronger. One of the strongest newsletters that Civic Media has is this one. And it's all thanks to you guys out there and the incredible work that our team is doing, putting great articles in there. That said, we're always open to feedback. And if there are things that you'd like us to cover that we're not covering, let us know. We would love to hear it. Maybe you're covering it and you would like to be a reporter. And we could take more reporters on. We could take more people on. We'd love that. Reach out to us today, everybody. And sign up for the newsletter at WFHR.com. Shout out to the team putting together another edition. Well done, everybody. Rafters baseball on the radio dial tonight, 5:20. Rafters up in Michigan taking on Royal Oak, looking to get back in that win column. Come on, boys. You can do it. Go to Rafters, NorthwoodsLeagues.com to find out more. And, of course, keep on listening here. We'll have Rafter baseball back on the radio here on Sunday. Rafters got a long road trip here. Next home game will be on Sunday, hosting Madison. The Rapids, Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market is open today. It's open every Thursday and Saturday all summer long. Join them over at 220 First Avenue South, right here in Rapids, along that beautiful Wisconsin River. From 8 to 1, you can go on over there, buy local, support local, help out our local vendors, and have a lot of fun.
I mean, not to plug one or the other, but I do got to tell you, my daughter's down there right now for Solaris. Mm. I'm talking about their new app. Mm-hmm. But when she texted me to bring her a blanket, she said, hey, I already had 2 egg rolls. I'm like, dang, egg rolls sound good. Don't they sound good?
They do sound really good right now. They
head on
really
over to the farmer's market. You'll find something that you like.
Check it out, everybody. A lot of fun going on over there. And a big shout out to our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce hosting another Lunch by the River today. That is going to be going on from 11:30 to 1 over at beautiful Veterans Memorial Park. Going to have great sponsors down there, great food. And if you had not heard, I have a change in entertainment. Rod the Sax Man going to be down there. That is going to be exciting and a lot of fun. Be sure to check that out. And, of course, check out Lunch by the River every Thursday all summer long from 11:30 to 1 over at beautiful Veterans Memorial Park. It's you'd be a good adult over there. You're going to be in trouble. We also want to send one shout out to our friends at Focus, doing some great work with Neighborhood Meals. They have their Neighborhood Meals available on Thursdays over at that beautiful Sparhawk Trucking business. Go ahead and say hi to our friends at Sparhawk. 2321 West Grand Avenue, right here in Rapids. Dining room opens at 4:15. Building, you can't enter until before 4, so get there around that time. You'll enter through the pantry doors, and if you have further questions, reach out to Focus at 715-422-1980, 715-422-1980. Big thank you to them for
doing great, and Focus. Great work over there. Yeah,
all the wonderful people over there that do that work. We appreciate them. A couple of world good stories I wanted to touch on, Terry. A beach in Maine is the newest is in the news for adding a free dog library. As we continue our theme kind of here today. Instead of books, it's got sticks and tennis balls you can borrow. Or if your dog falls in love with a certain stick or ball, you're allowed to take it home if you want.
Well, I mean, is it really called a library then?
Yeah, I don't know if that's okay. Really the... But I like what they're trying to do there.
Fair.
I like what they're going for there.
How many dogs give up the stick?
Yeah, really.
I mean, they might drop it for you to throw it again, but how many like really willingly give it up?
None.
A dog is a dog.
Yeah.
I mean,
you can't get mad at a dog for being a dog. I don't blame him for that. The tennis ball is what I would think they'd be more likely to keep. I don't know of a single dog that's ever been able to give up that tennis ball. Long enough to catch it, that's about it. Terry, thank you so much for hanging out with us. Have yourself a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
You guys be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.